Welcome to the WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris. Joining me is Dr. Ford Vox, our medical analyst. Dr. Vox, you're here to tell us today that psychedelics are back. Does this explain the political news headlines we're seeing?
Well, as best I can tell, everything we're hearing on NPR is real. And that includes this statement that psychiatry is in the thrall of psychedelics again, and for good reason.
Again?
Well, there was a first wave of psychedelic research in the late 1950s and through the 1960s, and it abruptly stopped in 1970 when psychedelics like LSD and psilocybin were characterized as Schedule I substances by the Controlled Substances Act of 1970. Like heroin and cocaine, the law classified those chemicals as wholly unredeemable, devoid of therapeutic potential, and having a high risk of abuse.
Was the law mistaken?
That's complicated. We have astounding results from two very high-quality studies recently that we're going to talk about. But it's true that the country saw a psychedelic craze in the 60s and early 70s when we didn't know much about these chemicals. I mean, there's even a national pizza chain that started here in Atlanta back in 1974 whose name, Mellow Mushroom, is an obvious reference to psilocybin, the mind-altering chemical found in a range of mushroom species, but not the ones that you generally put on pizza.
When the drug culture makes its way to the theme of a family restaurant, even loosely, I guess you know you've reached a tipping point.
Perhaps. And while clamping down on the recreational psychedelic use makes sense, I mean, after all, people taking these drugs like mushrooms and LSD can display all sorts of potentially dangerous behaviors when they're high. The unfortunate side effect of the legislation signed into the law in 1970 is that scientists suddenly had too many barriers to conducting human research with psychedelics. Now, years later, we're starting to see that these drugs hold enormous potential to relieve some basic human suffering, starting with the distress caused by cancer.
These aren't chemotherapy mushrooms, but instead something that can help you endure it.
Right. Of course, the knowledge that you have a late-stage cancer is among the more potentially devastating human experiences that any of us may endure. The mental health field has struggled for a long time to offer meaningful psychotherapies for people who have good reason to be depressed or anxious about their situation. The FDA-approved antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs, even in combination with different forms of individual and group talk therapy, are lackluster. They don't have huge effects when they do work, and they take time to kick in. Taking a psychedelic in the situation is actually an old idea. There are research papers from the late 60s giving psilocybin to people dealing with deadly cancer diagnoses. Major universities did that type of research in those early trials, but it wasn't designed well enough by our standards today. The patients in those trials often knew what they were getting, which can magnify the placebo effect, and it didn't compare them against anything.
That's no longer the case. Now, I'm not saying I've tried it, but I can't imagine someone would probably know whether they're taking a magic mushroom or not.
So one popular strategy is comparing psilocybin against the vitamin niacin. If you take a sizable dose of niacin, you're going to feel a pulsating tingling and waves of heat across your body. These effects can last upwards of an hour. People in these studies haven't necessarily tried psilocybin before, so they don't know what to expect. And if you take niacin, you know you just had something active. So that helps tamp down on the placebo effect when you're trying to judge whether the psilocybin is having an effect.
So the high-quality studies are showing that psilocybin works?
Indeed. So two prominent ones are from NYU and Johns Hopkins, both looking at people suffering from depression and anxiety related to serious cancer diagnoses. These studies found that a single dose of psilocybin improved people's sense of well-being and lowered their symptoms of anxiety and depression. Researchers in these studies coupled the psilocybin with therapy and gave the drug in a supervised environment. It isn't without side effects. Some people did experience brief paranoia or odd behaviors where they could have injured themselves if they hadn't been supervised. The drug can raise blood pressure, but not to dangerous levels. But we've never seen anything like this in psychiatry before, a single dose of a drug with such lasting effects.
Any idea why?
Lots of theories, nothing definite. The mystical experience itself that's induced by psilocybin seems important. The way that it stimulates the brain's serotonin receptors is unique, not something that any standard treatment does. Brain imaging also shows that psychedelics disrupt brain networks that are particularly active in depression, and new patterns start to emerge.
Thanks, Dr. Vox. It'll be interesting to see if mushroom therapy becomes widely available outside of research studies. We'll see you next week.